Next on the agenda is conditional use number 2550, Milton DE Solar CSS LLC.
Madam Chair, I can provide an update on this. The Commission may remember this from the previous meeting. The Commission left the record open to allow a further opportunity for the applicant to work with adjoining landowners to potentially revise the plan. I can confirm that we did receive a revised plan. You can see that it is different now if I zoom out. I did to assist. I printed the previous plan that you saw during the public hearing and the latest plan that we've received in front of you, and you can compare the differences. But you can see that the entire site has now been reconfigured. If I can lower the... This is the one you saw during the public hearing, and this is the one that's now been submitted, and you can see that those voluntary buffers have been provided, and there's been essentially a reconfiguration of the whole site, the entrance move, everything seems to have been reconfigured. So that's now submitted and in the record, and I understand that the applicant's engineers are here should you have any technical questions. So.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to ask, did we have any input from the group that owns the farm about the revised plan?
So in terms of comments that have been submitted independently, because the record's still open, the last comment we received was a neutral comment that was received on May 20th. So since this came in on yesterday, so no official comments have been submitted. So.
And what was the date when it's going to be closed again? The record?
It's already closed at this point because we held it open just until
June 1st, I think it was. Yeah. Okay.
And that plan came, I think it just was uploaded on the 2nd, but it came in on the 1st, is my understanding.
Okay.
Should we have left the record open for comments once we received the updated site plan? Curious.
Well, I think the thought was at the time that with both parties here, when the record was left open, that there would be coordination and both parties would, collaborate and submit either jointly or, if they didn't like it, comments saying they didn't like it. So,
would there be other area residents or property owners who might have input as well, though? Procedurally, are we?
I suppose, although I don't think there was anybody else in the area that testified in the first hearing. Having said that, there's still a public hearing at County Council.
Fair.
So everybody who has an interest will see this plan, the recommendation from P&Z, and be able to comment on that.
And this buffer was impacting the Southern Delaware Therapeutic.
And I will say on record, it looks like they went and changed the landscape buffer as well. They listened to us. They put in the evergreen buffer versus what they had previously submitted.
Yeah.
Good point. Any other comments or anyone have any questions?
No, thank you, though.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and say that. Madam Chair, since the record is closed, I make a motion that we defer the conditional use 2550 Milton DE Solar CSS LLC, the conditional use of the AR1 Agriculture and Residential District.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2550 Milton DE Solar CSS LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries.